Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
8:20. Good morning if you've just tuned in. We did say we're going to talk about this. Of course, grade 12's final exams during a time, what a very, very challenging time at the moment for them to be writing
exams. Yes, indeed. Close to 1 million matric learners start their final exams later this week. And these exam marks culminate, you know, they're the culmination, rather, of an academic year like no other, with numerous unexpected challenges for the class of 2020. And on the line, we have got Liesl Brouwer to chat to us about the grade 12s who are going to be sitting for those final exams and the support that they should be receiving in order to be able to cope with that examination-related stress. Liesl, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Morning, Liesl. All right. I'm going to hit you up with the first, well, not a question, but of course, exam stress. With exam stress comes fear of failure, right? I mean, this is just how we feel. How do we overcome that fear?
I think it's important for all matrics to keep in mind that they are not alone. They're not the only ones who are experiencing this fear of failure, and there are ways to cope with the pressure. And I think the big thing is that they must actually share how they're feeling with a trusted teacher, family member, or friends, so that the people know they are struggling and that they are feeling stressed and worried.
Liesl, so grade 12 is meant to be a final passage from adolescence to adulthood normally. What effect do you think COVID has had on the class of 2020? Has it catapulted them into adulthood, you know, with all the grit that they've had to develop during this tough time? Or has it just left them in adolescent limbo?
I actually think that left them in limbo. Dealing with the students that I've been dealing with, I think they feel lost. They weren't sure if the exams were going to take place, when the exams would actually start. Would it be this year? Would it be only in January? I think it really left them in a state of actually not knowing what to expect and perhaps also hoping for the worst and hoping to actually only deal with all of that next year. So I really think some of our students I can see are really ready to continue with varsity next year. Some of the others have postponed and have opted to actually rather write exams next year and decided not to pursue the matric this year. So I think it's a mixture of everything and depends also on the support systems that they have at home.
Yeah.
Liesl, you know, two things. Firstly, you know, with matric exams, you often find a lot of study groups over the years. And with COVID this year, social isolation plays a major role, doesn't it?
Definitely. I've had a big effect on the students. They couldn't get together, like you mentioned, now in study groups. A lot of students did use WhatsApp and Zoom, but a lot of students aren't fortunate enough to actually have access to data and unlimited data to be able to join groups like that.
And then also, you know, it's not always possible for the parents coming into here now, to effect here now. A lot of tips for students, but parents do play a very important role when it comes to the matric exams. And as I said, it's not always possible for parents, but I would imagine it's a good idea to offer learning support as a parent where you possibly can.
Yes, definitely. I think if parents just share experiences and sit down and discuss with students that this year was a tricky year, it was not a normal year at all, and that they are there for support and they need to reach out if they need any help or guidance. But I also had meetings with some of our students earlier this week, and the one thing that I always ask them to share the study timetable and let the family members, whoever you live with in your house, let them be aware of when you plan to study, when they can assist you. If you need anything, ask for help. So definitely family members and parents can definitely assist in many ways other than just actually assisting with the studies itself, ensuring that the students eat enough, that they eat sleep enough, all of the basics that the students tend to forget about when they are stressed.
Well, yeah, you just touched on that now. One thing is that we don't think about it when we are stressed or, you know, studying, is that we go for the junk food. So diet is incredibly important during this time to keep your mind in the right space.
Most definitely, but I always advise include lots of meat, fish, eggs, seeds for protein, and don't forget about fruits and veggies. Avos, nuts, olive oil, and peanut butter are all healthy fats, which also help to improve your memory. And also, the students tend to reach for Red Bull or coffee, and caffeine is not always the best go-to. Cut back on the caffeine and rather grab a glass of water.
Liesl, you mentioned caffeine and all the energy drinks and so on. In fact, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I do believe that rest is equally important. You know, the tendency is to go and to really kind of immerse yourself in this high-pressured situation. But in fact, is it not advisable to get some good rest?
Definitely. That's why I always urge parents as well. Ensure that the students get a good night of rest before an exam. A lot of students tend to pull an all-nighter and want to study, and that's also not beneficial. It has been proven by studies that sleep actually enhances memory, so it's important that they rest. Even during studying time, study for an hour, have at least a 5-minute break, and get back to studying. Otherwise, your brain cannot actually process everything that you have been studying. So, yeah, like you just said, rest is essential. Mm.
Liesl from Brainline, thank you for your tips and suggestions on how grade 12s and even parents during this time can get some support and cope with the final exams for grade 12s. Thank you for chatting to AlGoFM Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. Have a great day.
Cheers, Liesl.
Thanks.
Cheers,
bye.
Bye-bye. I think also very important, something we should think about. I know it sounds a bit heavy, but there are students out there who go to bed at night. Obviously, so socioeconomic conditions result in this. They go to bed at night without a plate of food. Mm. They wake up without breakfast. And you won't believe how important that plays, a role it plays in studying.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that is out there. But thoughts to those people, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. AlGoFM.